What lady them are doing in L.A. with the brown bag?
Brown bag is the best in here, brown bag.
Three, two, one. We're back with another episode of Brown Bag.
95.
You guys, we're all talking to each other right now, so all our phones are on the table. First one to touch your phones. Got to give the two other co-hosts $200. Yeah. 100 bucks each. So I'm excited.
Oh, 100 bucks.
You
each.
Just raised the stakes with
yeah, you
seconds.
Did. Yeah.
Always 100 from like.
It just was 100.
So let's say like if Vic wins, we 50-50?
Vic wins. That means you have to touch our phone.
No, I'm saying if that happens.
No. So if whoever's the first person 100. To touch their phone owes $100, so you owe 50 and 50.
Oh, okay. Oh, well.
This is your bet, fool.
I know.
Why are you asking rules?
I forgot about the take on it. I was so confused on it.
Episode 95, welcome.
Why is Angie sitting here? She's too close to me.
Because you love her. You love her so much.
Dude, she was doing her hair next to like $1 million worth of equipment. She left the plancha on right there. It was giving me fucking anxiety.
Yeah.
That's what my sister used
We're
to do.
We're at the Watch Studios.
Shout out the Watch.
Shout out to the Watch.
The Watcher.
Definitely
the
book
The Watcher.
Dumbasses
don't know how to spell an added E to their name, huh?
Right.
Shout out So-So. Shout out the team.
The ESI.
Shout out Playhouse. I actually like this dude. Shout out my boy So-So and LV.
Yeah.
They take really good. 5 years to make a movie.
Can we just talk about that? Duno was in a movie called Orchata with
allegedly,
Oat Milk.
Allegedly.
I don't know where it's at.
It's a rumor.
It's a rumor. They should. Like I was just there for... like
comedic relief.
For 2 weeks straight and for 10 hours plus and I haven't seen shit.
What is the holdup?
Vic, I wish I had asked. they blame each other every time I get a different phone call from each one of them.
Yeah, it's the other one's
like the homie John, he'll be like, well, I invested. And then I call Sosa and he's like, fool, it's because, you know, Sosa's more like me, kind of. Like, he's like, and then I call LV and he just gives me like a super political, like movie director answer. And I'm like, dude, honestly, fuck both of you guys. Just let me know when I got to go on these press run shits.
Yeah.
He's been waiting for his red carpet. That's why.
That's what I'm really waiting for.
Yeah.
Can't wait to like take pictures.
For him to wear flannel and camo at the same time. And be at the red carpet.
Ooh, it should be a brown carpet.
Ooh. It is brown made.
Yeah.
Hey, they hired him, not us, all right?
Oh,
if
I know, yeah.
Consulting, yeah, you got to put us in the movie. Come on, baby. You got to fucking
come on. Oh, no.
Yeah,
I
know
why they hired him. Oh, because Letty hasn't sent in the audio that they've been asking her for 2 years.
Okay, 2 years?
Stupid bitch. Let's talk about it, okay?
How long have they taken you?
First of all, they sent me this weird script.
Oh, who wrote the script? You did, Elvie?
What did it say?
It was like Raza 106. Whoa. And I was like, whoa, you guys, chill out.
Copyright infringement.
Yeah. Raza 106 is cringe as
shit.
Whoever wrote that bullshit definitely didn't write the shit I was talking about. That's funny though, because they'll give me scripts and I'll be just like, dude, I know you're not gonna read, just try your best to like
like you would ad lib it.
I would just like do a bunch of wild shit here, but okay, that works. Fuck it, just move on. But yeah, no.
What was your character? Talk to us about your character.
Can I talk about it?
Yeah. Okay. Fuck it. It's not like it's gonna come out.
All right. I like letting go in. So essentially, like, just like in a nutshell and shit, like my brother's been in prison for X amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
He gets out, and I'm like a net banger.
Oh.
Like, but it's funny because
so it's real life.
Real life.
Oh, okay.
And it's crazy because I was like, while we're doing the filming, I was like, I wonder if these are fools do shit like at home. Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
They just sit there and just type shit. Mm-hmm.
Take all day. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's dope. And basically we just go on this, like, I'm trying to get like Instagram famous and like, they just kind of let me do this.
Was it a documentary?
is this Duno from 2018?
And then we have like, I think my favorite part of it, like my character's cool. It's just like a kid. I'm like the funny one. My brother's like the serious one.
Hold on. Yeah. Do the honors, please.
Of what?
Exclusive.
Exclusive sneak preview.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and then basically like I'm just like the kid that everybody's always mad at. I'm like the annoying one. Like everybody just hates me.
You guys picked the right guy. You guys picked the right guy for that role.
Everybody just hates me because I care so much about like my Instagram and trying to go viral.
Are you serious? This is the movie?
This is the plot of the movie?
All right, number one, you guys got to hurry up and get it out because we already did the whole plot and you don't want another motherfucker to do that before you guys, okay?
That means you gotta drop it by
end of the week. But I think, can I talk about Concrete?
Yeah.
All right, dude, so Concrete, my favorite character in the whole movie, Concrete plays like a OG. Somehow, like, he's not gay, but he is. And it is the, but he's
not gay, but he is. Right? Wait, hold like, on. He's in the closet?
He's like very feminine, but he's a cholo.
Is he like metro? Do you know what that term means?
No, can you?
Metro is like when you're straight, but you're like vibes.
But you act like, Jose. You know?
Metrosexual. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, the concrete plays that. But just think about him having socks to his knees.
Yeah.
And like be a bull. But there was like this one.
But being like, ay, perra.
No, he'd be like, hey, homie. Yeah. Happen. Like, shit. And dude, and I remember we were doing the table reading. I was sitting there and I was like, and I told concrete, hey, fool, like, you're good with this party. He's like, I mean, there's boundaries to everything, perro. That's really how concrete talks, though. And I'm like, what if you have to, like, kiss a fool? And he's like, I don't think we're in that budget yet, fool. Yeah. And I was like, I looked at his contract. He looked at mine. I was like, okay, we're good then.
Yeah.
But that shit worked out. It was super cool. But I'm excited for the movie. We did a lot of filming. It was long. But, yeah, shout out to them.
It sounds funny. Yeah, it sounds fun. From what you told me, like the cast and everything.
They kind of let us do our thing.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, obviously, they wrote a script. And there were certain, like, points where you. But it taught me a lot about, like, because especially that I really wanted to do acting. It taught me a lot about, like. Like, I learned, like even, like, this little shit from, like, soft sticks to, like, hard sticks.
Yeah.
And, like, just, what? Like, certain. Yeah, yeah. What was it? What was it called, Dovey? Like, the hard sticks and.
Hard dicks? Like, what?
Sticks.
Chopsticks? Oh, sticks.
What do you think our dicks are just, like, on camera for, like,
the. I don't know if you're saying soft sticks.
No, hard what kind sticks. Of movie this is? Yeah. Yeah. It's a soft porno with cholos.
Yo, soft porn with
that's
cholos
a good sell.
Is yeah, good sell. Honestly.
But it was crazy. I was like, yeah, I'm excited to do this shit. But yeah, they're taking forever. Get it fucking together.
Yeah, no, it sounds cool. It sounds like it's capturing like a moment in time of you, all the like other comedic people, Latinos and stuff like that.
I like it because I thought by the name Horchata with Oat Milk, it was gonna be like hipster.
Okay. I can talk about it. I'm looking at them because I don't want them to be like, hey fool, we need you to edit this out later. Yeah. Like, no.
Yeah.
The whole thing is that fucking gentrification plays a big part in the whole thing.
Okay.
So, like, it's just, it's a lot.
At what part?
The whole movie is, like, they're trying to evict us.
Oh, okay.
And then where we shot it was fire in Frogtown.
Oh, shout out Frogtown.
Oh, shit.
We shot it in Frogtown.
It's
and
sure
I was like,
gentrified right there, though.
Super duper. It's like, bro, we filmed it. The gang members were, like, tripping.
How
but
you
in,
to
but then they recognized me.
Oh.
Salazar's were like, by Frogtown. Have you guys been there? It's really
what is
good.
It?
So Salazar is like this taco spot. It's like a Mexican restaurant, kind of, not really.
Mm.
So get this.
A gentrified Mexican.
So yes, because Salazar used to be the name of the tire shop. It used to be a tire shop, and it belongs to some Latinos. White fool buys it, makes it a Mexican restaurant, keeps the name Salazar.
Genius.
But is not Mexican.
Genius.
But the food is bomb. But these are like
but
the tacos
also,
that it's like
up,
it's like
they have
like the
in
expensive tacos. Yeah.
They have coleslaw in tacos.
Yeah.
Is there like a favorite gentrified spot that you like that you feel guilty
that
for
spot
eating?
That spot. That spot. Because it's just white. It's the white person with the flannel that is always there. Like the, you know.
And whenever you come in, they try to like convince you.
And they have that water culture that's in that one thing that you can buy at IKEA. The
like
that one bottle. No. It's like a plain bottle. But like, you guys know what I'm talking about. When they bring water to the table.
Oh.
But it's in that one bottle. It's like glass.
Glass bottle. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Super
nice. Oh, they sell those?
Yeah. No, they bring it to the table.
For like $7?
Probably 17.
Holy shit.
It's like sugar taco.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Damn, that's a cheer.
But it is really good.
It's really good though. So good.
That's my guilty pleasure, sugar taco on Melrose. It's like super gentrified and like not really Mexican food because it's all vegan, but I'm just like, it's bomb. What do you want me to do?
Damn, I think we have the spot that we ate when we filmed on Spotify. I want to go eat there after, and they have like a water thing with just
it's the
we ate that shit the bowl.
The bougie.
That shit gave me chorro
chipotle
after. Fuck that spot.
Bougie chipotle.
But it was cool. It's the bougie chipotle.
Yeah.
I paid like.
I ate too?
I paid. Yeah, you ate the.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
I paid like
$25
and I was so mad.
Yeah.
But I still ate the shit. I was like, fuck it.
Okay, I have a question for both of you. What's the status of your relationship since the last podcast? Because he forgot to tell the girl. Remember we told him to post
it?
And he said that he had a couple days and then he forgot.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
I dead ass forgot to tell her. When I was like so confident, I got 3 days to tell her. I'll talk to her. It'll come up.
About
whatever.
The pot or just about the girl?
I got 3 days to post her.
Yeah, to post her and then to tell her like the whole situation with the Jamaica and all that shit. And I completely forgot. Like, it slipped my mind. So, Thursday at, like, 1:30, I get a call. and it's like, what the fuck? You weren't gonna tell me about the podcast? And I was just like, oh shit! Like yeah. I was about to take a nap.
Oh shit! Disneyland's coming up. You wanna come?
Bro, that was so clutch. So clutch.
I feel like she honestly stayed with him for Disneyland.
Wait, yes, bro. Honestly, we need to go every weekend.
Get your Disneyland, yeah, girl.
Oh God. I was so like, she was so pissed, bro. Yeah. Like, she was mad. Like, why did you lie to me? Why didn't you tell me the truth? Why
which
you
part just... was she more pissed about? The part that you kept the Jamaica stuff from her or that you didn't post her?
The part that I kept the Jamaica stuff from her. She was super pissed about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just you totally like, suck. Yeah. And then luckily, I was like, so what time you want me to pick you up tomorrow for Disneyland? And then she was like, well... And it's like, she couldn't, like, everybody wants to go to Disneyland. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay, also, we're going to the Greedo show and we're going to Bryson Tiller on Sunday. And she was like, okay, I'll pack my stuff. Yeah. Like, so reluctantly, this week is when you know? Coming.
This is the week where they don't have anything.
If she breaks, if she breaks up with you, fool, I'm scared you might, like, just start fucking anything. Because I feel like you really like her.
What the fuck?
You didn't make anything official the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, Chicken Nugget didn't really count. I feel like you were miserable. And then
I was
the other ones extent, like yeah. always just happen to leave you,
yeah,
or vice versa. Or I don't know, yeah. or they don't like take you serious.
Yeah,
and this one takes you serious. So I'm like,
yeah.
So I feel like if she leaves you, like, fuck, you yeah. might like cortavenas.
You're gonna be like SZA. I fucked him because I missed you.
Fuck, yeah.
I fucked him because I really missed you.
Fuck, you're gonna get tickets for every Iván Cornejo concert.
Oh, Eslabón Armado. He's gonna be.
I don't even think that far. You guys are fucked up.
No, but yeah.
You guys really think that of me? Like,
yes.
Yeah, because you
I don't
like,
even think. I'm like, we're probably. Because
you like her.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he loves her.
Oh, you love
just
her.
Just like
love
you her. Love her, too.
I don't love her.
Not her. You love yours.
We're cool, though. We get along. I'm in a good space where, you feel me? We're building. We're growing.
She doesn't watch the pod, huh?
She does.
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck.
Look, she reminds me. Look, I'm from the outside looking in, obviously, I've never met her. But she seems like you can't get anything past her. Like, at all, right?
Like, you don't know who I am. Like, I'm not finna sugarcoat shit because you watch the shit. Like, be a fucking adult. This is what the fuck I do. If you like it, cool.
Right,
if you don't,
that's right.
Gaslighting boys.
Gaslighting boys?
Low key, Angie, that's merch right there.
Gaslighting boys. I like that.
Oh, you know, like, let's instead go. Of grease lightning, put gaslighting. Gaslighting. Oh. Like, in the
and
same
picture
font.
Of me and Vic. Okay, but
no.
Gaslighting.
Please,
go
merch, buy the merch.
But you know what's crazy?
Because you guys have your own little toxicos that follow you. Just like I have my little brown bag baddie toxicas, you guys have your little toxicos.
Mm-hmm. I met Vic's girl.
Okay, wait, hold on. Tell me the status of your relationship.
Yes.
I'm just not a relationship. We have an agreement on that we'll have a thing together. Mm. And we just,
But she's still allowed to get mad at you?
Nah, I don't think I don't be tripping on her.
Did your stepdaughter tell you happy Father's Day?
The dog.
Yeah, Sophie.
Fool, fuck that dog.
No.
She be wanting to bring this shit. I'm like, bro, you can't bring your fucking dog to the homie's house. He has a bigger dog, and if it bites it, you can't sue the homie because then you're a snitch. So just don't bring the fucking dog. Bro, like, I don't have a fucking time for a dog to be with us, dick. Like, we got to look up a spot that allows dogs in. Like, fool,
yeah.
I'm not
yeah,
fucking
it's a lot of work.
That's not, like... At that point, I'll take a kid over a fucking dog.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. But no, but I'm telling.
I don't know about that.
I don't think we sit there and talk about, like, the future and Disneyland and having to explain myself about my ex-girlfriend that also working in the same industry that she's going to interview.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't have to.
Did you have to explain yourself about Dumbass?
No.
That no sounded weird.
No, it was. That was my ex. We're not
sounded
together.
Sounded like your stomach
hurt. That was like my ex. We're not together no more.
Oh, that was your ex then.
Who?
So Dumbass was your girl.
I don't know, homie. I just use words sometimes. You know I don't think.
You know I don't think.
Yo.
Another shirt. You know I don't think.
No, honestly, that's comedy. Like, I totally get where Duno's coming from because the minute that you give a title, it's so much comes with it.
Yeah.
So
I'm
when
not...
you leave it up in the air and you start, like, just talking in circles, it's perfect.
I think we had, like, an argument and I do gaslighting the fuck out. Watch this one, Maximo. Let me know if you like this one, Dad. I'm chilling, right?
Yeah.
I forgot there was like this little argument. And I was like, well, I shouldn't even be tripping. I'm not your man. I forgot. Ugh.
You're petty one, and that means you want to be her man.
First of all, don't tell me what I want to be.
You do. You're showing me. Because normally that's what girls do. That's what girls do. Oh, well, I don't know. I'm not your girl, so.
Yeah,
doesn't
you're not.
Matter.
Put my phone on me.
No, but yeah, you did that.
I haven't, like.
You're so
I don't think I have, like.
Strong.
I don't think I have, like, a motive to, like, fight. Like. It's like 2 months. What am I gonna fight with you about?
Yeah.
Cause you're in love.
No.
Well, if she
but
don't
you got
like,
married like in 3 months. Huh?
I got married in probably like 8 months.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
No, I didn't. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Was that
yeah, so the fuck what?
I'm not judging
and
you.
And I'm proud of it. Some I'm a fucking prize, faster. Bitch. I'm a fucking prize.
Kiss.
Now kiss. Hey, listen. When's your anniversary? When's your month anniversary?
I don't. I've
you
never
know the number.
Month.
You fucking know the number.
I don't know the fucking.
When did you first?
When
link?
Did you when first? What's link? The 2 months? You said it's been 2 months. So when was the start?
When was the first link?
And also, so dumbass, if you're watching this, you can see if it
oh,
overlaps.
Oh, I was about to say, dang, you're so tricky. That's why I be talking. Yeah. That's why I be talking in circles.
It was
I'm
a
like,
mind.
You know,
I don't
at
know.
At some point,
I don't know.
In time.
2 months ago, I saw dumbass at what is it called? What is the thing called? The
yeah.
The Cuban restaurant that we went to.
Went to a Cuban restaurant.
I'm legally blind.
I saw her at Bossa Nova 2 months ago. I don't know.
By Sovi.
Yeah, it's Bossa Nova.
We didn't go to Bossa Nova.
Yes, we did.
It was like the grill version.
Mm-hmm. The Rolling Loud shit.
Rolling mm-hmm. Loud. That was March.
Oh, way before. Wait, that was way after.
Way before or way after?
I can't touch my phone. Fuck.
Hold on. I need to use the restroom.
Ah.
No. You guys talk.
Okay. So should we shit on Angie real quick?
Angie, come right here. Just talk to these fools. Don't shit on them. No. She doesn't like that.
Why?
Because.
She doesn't like defecation.
Why do you like being shit on?
Come on, fool.
Angie. Oh, my fault. There's a paisa pod.
It's comfy.
Hey,
can you get your fucking what? Dirty shoes off
oh
the fucking couch?
God.
Now it's time to ask her the question.
Oh,
yeah. What? So how are you?
What's your status of relationship?
Okay.
Why didn't you take him to Disneyland?
Whoa, you didn't
okay,
take
first,
him to Disneyland?
Okay, first of all, get a plus one, that's why?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because you're just a designer.
But, hey, but he could have bought a ticket.
But we were at work. That's work.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, that's no. Your excuse?
Okay, you were not even there. Working. You were not even there, so ni comiences. And second of all?
Honestly, can you get your couch off the homie Soso's couch?
I'm sorry. You didn't even say anything. Guy's gordo.
Okay, so you didn't take him, or you didn't want to be seen with him at Disneyland?
I didn't take him because I didn't have a plus one.
Why? Why are you cracking me?
We were working. You were not even there, so you couldn't even speak.
I seen the stories. You guys were on rides the whole time.
Yeah, we were having fun. We were having so much fun without you. I'll be honest. You could have been there, but it's
yeah,
okay.
I'm not a fan of Disneyland.
Yeah. You can buy your ticket, right?
Yeah.
You can afford it. You could afford it.
Oh, I can or
no,
can't.
You could.
Nah, I don't have the power pay.
Oh.
You get paid a lot of money over there.
Oh, I don't know. I know. That's why you can afford it.
Yeah, you'll know.
Yeah,
exactly. Before you found brown bag, that's what you were too.
Yeah.
Sadly. All right, anyway, what are we talking about?
I don't even know what we were
okay,
talking about.
So
why
didn't
you bring your man to
Disneyland?
Because I just told you I did not have a plus one.
Why?
But
we were working.
Angie,
no, I don't think those are good enough excuses because you could have.
Those were my excuses. I didn't get
those
a plus one.
Those were excuses to him.
And I didn't.
But you could have also invited him and said.
Okay, I didn't even think I could have invited anyone because I really thought this was work.
Well, Vic had his girl and his kid with him.
And my sister, yeah.
Yeah, because they had plus.
Damn, you got stupid plus ones. Oh yeah.
No, I had plus
no,
four.
So
whoa, you gave your girls plus. Whoa, I see what happened now.
What
okay,
happened,
let me break it down.
Okay, yeah,
so I'm assuming Power gave you guys a couple of extra tickets.
Yeah,
and you
I
took.
Hear you talking about
Power?
Yeah.
No, Angie
brought it up. He brought it up because they were talking about Disneyland.
So they gave you four plus, and then you gave all of them to your family, and Angie couldn't bring her man.
No.
Whoa, doesn't she talk on air?
Oh, you're right. Thank you.
Hey.
Oh my god.
Hey,
Lucky.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Vic gave all his took all
yeah,
the
yeah,
plus
yeah,
one
yeah.
tickets, gave it to his family, so Angie could be single and miserable.
And Irene too. And Irene.
She seemed happier that way.
Oh.
Whoa!
Don't
are,
put
are
mouth
in a happy
my
relationship.
Don't put mouth in my words.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Hey yo! Don't put.
Okay, I've been up since 4 a.m. Okay, I've been up since 4 a.m.
Okay. Don't put mouths in my words.
Fuck
him
up.
Hey, let these like before nobody likes him, kick him out, dude. No. Wait. So what happened then? So then Vic took all the ones. So what'd
no,
you tell your man?
It's
did
not
he want to
like
go?
That. Hey,
nothing. Of course, who doesn't want to go to Disneyland? But he could have bought his ticket. I guess I didn't think about that. Okay. I honestly
we're
that,
asking
it was
her
just
why
work.
Prius probably didn't come.
Yeah, they were just
okay. The next day, so Angie.
Oh, it's because Letty doesn't like him.
No,
they're over it. They're over it now. Yeah.
Okay,
we're
cool.
Fine. Yeah, we're good.
Are you guys in a group chat?
Are you guys in a group chat?
No. I don't know.
Okay, so we go Friday, and then Angie goes back home because she lives out there, right?
Yeah.
She goes back home, and he drops her off the next day. He picked her up, and he bought her coffee, and he dropped her off at Disneyland. And then I'm like, charmed. No. But I told him he should have bought me a coffee, too, if he really wants to be in the in the circle.
So you guys had the hotel thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
then I did, Vic did, and Maximo did.
Angie didn't get offered the hotel thing.
No.
Okay.
I left but if you
did,
away.
But if you did, would you have let him come stay with you?
Probably.
Or no, it's a work trip.
Yeah, they
probably
do hotels all the time. That's true. Yeah.
Angie, you're 30 plus.
P.S. I like to set up me and Angie in the middle.
You can't put your feet.
No, you can put your feet. You have your dirty fucking shoes on the
couch.
Yeah,
you're the one with the Air Forces.
Yeah.
What? By the way, I go to the restroom, right? And So's like, put your shoes on, put your shoes on. And I was like, why is it dirty? He's like, no, it's just. And I think he didn't want to tell me that these fools fucking pee all over the floor in the bathroom.
Or rappers all the time.
Yeah, that's why you meant that.
They have bad aim or what?
Because I go into the bathroom and I was like, these fools probably, fucking miss the.
Attack ya. So
this will turn into Bad Girls Club real quick, okay? Just jump on you.
So you and Priya's puppy are good.
Yeah.
When's his birthday? Like...
Oh, no.
No, when is his birthday?
November 12th.
Oh, he's November?
Yeah, he's Scorpio.
But you're not.
I know, I'm Sagittarius.
Yeah. And then.
You guys are like...
How old is he? Is he younger than
me? Yeah, same age.
Okay, cool.
Oh my God, this feels...
She's older.
By a couple
she's
of months.
She's July, he's November.
Yeah, that's what? 4 months?
Oh, that's cute, that's cute, that's cute.
Yeah. Are you guys done?
Do you want to do some brazala?
Yeah, we might as well. No, okay, can we talk about me meeting Vic's girl?
Me, yeah.
Don't you miss that?
I missed that so bad. It's
fucked up. So you didn't get plus one. Because we were lonely.
No, no, leave him. That makes him so happy. Leave him. We had a girl's vibe. Look, we can move. We can go places without.
Did you guys like Vic's girl?
Yeah.
Why you take long?
Because I was needed a question. Yeah, she was breathing.
She was breathing?
Yeah, she went. She was cool.
She took a breath.
I told him.
Who, Vic's girl?
I was breathing while
you were breathing. Did you like Vic's girl?
Oh, God. It's okay.
Did you like Vic's girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name? Cool.
That's my cousin. In zap.
No, dude, I met Vic's girl and I was like, dude, Vic, she's 24, pops.
She's 23.
Oh, sorry.
I'm gonna drink. You talk. Oh,
okay. Angie, you're not making it better for Vic's case. I met her.
Talk to us about meeting her because he said that you clowned her.
Yeah.
When did you guys meet her? Oh, when did you meet her?
At Primo's birthday
party.
Oh, bro, just recently.
Yeah, Saturday.
Okay. Bro, the homies teared her up. She was like, she was confused. She kept looking at Vic like, is this shit ever going to stop? Because I got there, and Vic was already there, and I was like, okay, how are we going to do this? Like, how do I break the ice, right? And she said something, and I was like, yeah, it's because, you're a minor. And she was like, and then it just started going in. And then I looked back at the homies, and they were confused, and I had to break it down. Because, Jakarta's a little wild when he's drunk, and I'm like, hey, fool, she's younger than Vic by like 10 years.
10 years is crazy.
So if she's a minor, you're a minor.
She's
the same age.
She's
No, but
about
bro,
to be 24.
Everybody was just turning. She was just laughing at the shit. But she kind of.
She was a good sport. She was a good sport.
She was a good sport.
Yeah.
And then she brought up horchata. Is it horchata or jamaica?
Jamaica.
Not really. Nah, like,
and Vic was like, dude,
Vic
no, don't
never
even
mentioned
go.
It.
No, Vic.
No, no.
Oh, let me have my drink.
Vic is.
It was more like. We were just talking about the pod.
Oh no! I told her I was like, oh sorry about the pod. Oh, sorry about the pod, and she was like, no, it's okay. And I'm like, did it bug you? And she was like, no, he just didn't mention the other part. So I already knew that he didn't mention. I was like, oh, you didn't bring it up. And I was like, and he's like, fool, don't even go. And I was like, okay, I just fucked with you. Cause dude, I had fucking it was going crazy. I'm like, when are you gonna interview her? Like I was gonna start doing those like. Wait, was she there for her interview?
No, she was with me at Disneyland. I made sure of it.
Oh, wow.
You got a chestnut checkers. Chestnut checkers.
And now she'll find out.
She was a good sport, though. She was a good sport. She was cool. Yeah. She doesn't seem like your type.
What do you mean? Why?
Yeah. Why?
Just tell me. Just
we
tell
might bleep this out, okay?
No. Go ahead.
Honest opinion, you're my bro.
Yeah.
I love you to death.
Yeah.
She doesn't have BBL.
None of his girls
let
have BBLs. Can you shut the fuck up? I like this Angie. Go harder.
Be nice to her.
I'm sorry.
Be respectful. Fucking run your
run you over with his Prius.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm taking Duno. I'm taking Duno.
Go ahead.
Hey,
we're taking this off.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, lady, look at me like, fush.
Duno's face. Duno's head.
But you guys make it so obvious.
I forgot. Like,
and I was so abrazada. I brought to you today by your love.
I didn't bring that up.
I know.
I know, dude. Last week, and then we'll get back to
him the mic.
Dude, but last week, hey. Last week when everybody left, it was just me, Angie, and Irene. And bro, they were making dad jokes.
Yeah.
They were going crazy
on
me.
My dad loves me.
I don't like her. Like her.
Why?
Oh. I don't want to get into it.
Oh, you don't know.
She called herself fat.
No.
Oh,
you
she didn't call.
You didn't know the drama.
Damn. Oh.
This is what happens when you're awake 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
That's amazing. Make sure you go listen to them.
I was so happy.
I meant that. No, I meant that. What? No, for you. First you tell me. What the fuck?
Say it again so they can hear you.
Go listen to them 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Where?
On Power 106.
Thank you.
FM?
Cause
is it FM?
What are you doing?
She's meando about fixed relationship.
Holding it down.
So what happened with Jose?
Oh my god. No, not with Jose.
Jose just doesn't like what she did to Vic.
What did she do to Vic?
We think that Vic has done some shit. She's maniac too.
She's maniac?
Yeah.
Like,
she's not maniac. Oh fuck.
Well, Vic.
It was such cool a good relationship, honestly. Like,
yeah, she has a nice smile. Yeah. Cool tattoos.
Yeah. She does.
And you like her. Who gives a fuck what we think, right?
Yeah. Facts.
Love.
Okay, Vic, tell him what happened.
Yeah.
You want to just let him stop.
Wait, she did you wrong, fool? Never mind. If I don't. Fool, no, she did you wrong, I'm going on her.
No, just wait. Just wait. Yeah. Fuck.
She beat the shit out of you?
No. Okay, look. All right. Look, I have to break it down.
Wait, am I going to get mad?
Wrong partner.
You're going to get mad.
That you're still with her?
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh!
Maybe.
But fuck you!
No, wait, hold on. Wait, just wait. No, but, okay.
Your phone's ringing.
It was a. No, it's fine. It was. Okay. All right, let me break it down. All right, so look. There is this, she goes to the gym a lot, right? She posted a selfie, and then she's really into God. Like, she goes to church all the time. Christian, she's, like, into, like, Christian music and shit.
Oh,
so
shit.
She posted this thing. She put, like, a Christian song in, like, her selfie, whatever. Some dude replied and was like, oh, I love that artist. You know, I love Christian music, all this stuff, right? And then the next day or, like, a couple days later, they run into each other at the gym. And then... the next day after that, they're like, oh, like, or that day they're like, oh yeah, let's go to church. And then so they went to church together. And then she was like, we had like the most amazing conversation about God and like his faith and all this shit. And then I was just like, I told her before she went, like, I was just like, nah, that's like overstepping boundaries. Like, I don't fuck with that. Like, cause this guy, you think he's being harmless and he loves Jesus, but he still wants to nut.
Yeah.
Like, he still wants a wife. Like, he's not
it
just a fucking
being that guy. Like, oh, I like that song, you know?
Yeah, it's like, it's just, he's just running game, you know? And then so long story short, they end up going to church, but
you told her you didn't like it.
Yeah. Yes.
She still went.
Yep.
Yeah. She said she went with her friends. He went with his friends, whatever.
Same church.
And I was pretty pissed off about it, you know? So.
They went in a group?
Yeah.
No, it was just them two. You said it.
No, it was in a group. Well, from what she told me, but mind you, she told me the whole thing. Like, she didn't hide not one thing.
Yeah. She replied back to a DM.
That was
a God quote.
Yeah,
so it was just,
she posted a very sexy photo, right?
With a God song in the back.
Yeah, because that's girls do that.
Thirst trapping.
Like,
okay.
Yes, exactly. And he fell into the trap. The guy and was DM'd her like, I really like that song, and then. Like, they never had met up at the gym before, but he just so happens to go to the gym that she goes to. And she tells, babe, guess what happened today, blah, blah, blah. And we had such a great conversation about God, and we're going to go to church together. And then Vic is like, hey, I don't like that. That's boundaries.
And she goes.
And then she still goes.
So.
Okay, you're asking for my opinion? Okay. But
let's just react. I don't know.
Okay, look.
Just filling you in.
Fool. Yeah. If you told her she did.
Yeah, that's what I told
you. If you weren't tripping, fool,
yeah.
Then I guess you'd be like, oh, well, then you're not tripping.
Yeah.
But if you were tripping, because it's like, I mean, how many strikes do you have in your book? I have one.
None?
Oh, you gotta have strikes, dog.
You have strikes. How Micah was a strike for you.
Like, oh, I guess now, no, but that was before.
I meant like strikes, like one fuck up, two fuck up, three, that shit. It's call it quits.
No, oh, matter. Yeah, literally like three or two.
Oh, okay, like, I'm
very shortly, so that's why I told
you. So one strike, that's it. That's the one. That's
definitely a
strike. That's the one. But
and I told her, I said, I never want to hear about this guy ever again in my life. Like,
shame
on you. I
don't want
him to ever come up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't want him to be a reoccurring character. Like, it's like, and I was telling her, I was like, you're being naive. Like, you don't understand. Like, he's trying to run game and you think it's about God.
But,
like,
but you know what it is? What if generally she was naive?
I think she was.
Love Jesus Christ.
I think she was. I genuinely think she was. I think he was trying to like run game, like, oh yeah, let's do it. I love God. Let's go to church. Like, classic move. And
I
then
love
I'll
being a girl because I just see how stupid guys are.
Yeah. Guys but that's what I was gonna say too.
But why would she tell
Can
me
I
all
talk,
that?
Please?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is what she tells you so that you don't feel any bad ways about it.
Yeah.
And it's like the blindside move. It's not like she kept it from you.
Yeah.
I told you, babe. We're not stupid. One thing about women, we ain't dumb. We're not fools. As naive, we act stupid for you.
But what?
We're, you guys are probably telling
me. Damn, you're making me rethink like, my whole situation
you
right
guys,
now.
You guys are like, oh yeah, look, did you see this King Taco? Was the first King Taco? We're like, oh really, babe? Like, if we haven't fucking been there already. Like, we act stupid sometimes.
Okay, but what?
To make you guys feel like you're teaching us something.
I love this.
Girls are smarter.
But what's the whole point?
To make you, your ego.
It's no, it's a wrap around the finger thing. No, not even like, he's not going to leave me for this. That means I got, because you think you made the leash shorter, but you probably made it longer. Whoa. Damn, was that a bar?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn. Shame. I'm going to tell you my situation right now.
Yeah.
And she's in the building. I'm about to shit on her real quick. Ooh.
You can come in there.
Yeah.
No, the up. Fuck you can't.
Yeah, you yes, can. Shut up.
We'll kick his ass.
She just comes you. You're wrapped around her finger.
Best the try. The try.
Get out of my rough.
Yeah.
I barked really low. No, but yeah, I think there's like.
Go.
Oh, what's the tradition? Oh. First of all, lame. Let me get it on my chest, bro. Okay, I'm gonna take a shot first.
Look, he's sweating already.
I'm just fat, Angie.
No, you're sweating.
How am I supposed to explain this in 3 days?
Hey.
Your pedo, not ours.
Angie, and we going on Prince Bobby all the time. That would just end up.
That's it. He knows.
No, dude, if I were to ever meet him, Angie,
okay,
I'm tearing his ass up. Whoa! He was just reaching for his drink. I love you. Oh.
I
want
to talk about Jorge after, so.
Okay. Oh, damn, I love this.
I think everyone needs a Jorge. But not mine.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, what?
Should we go?
She used to talk to some dude. Was he a singer? What was he? Like a paisa. Like the corrida shit?
She's a fucking G because she nodded her head instead of talking because she knows people are going to hear her voice.
Facts.
But you can sit over here. You're not on camera over there.
No, you're the stage trash over there.
Yeah, right.
Fool, you should see me when we're together. I run this shit, homie.
No, you don't.
Okay, you're right. It's mutual.
It's mutual.
And then, but her dad be booking them. And I was like, just me being at first, I'm like, I'm going to just your dad know that you had a thing with him. Because we'll talk about it. I don't give a fuck,
so
right?
She used to date an artist and her dad books the artist.
Yeah, but they're not like popping like me, so I don't give a fuck. They're more popping than me.
Says you.
No, says the world, Tommy.
Okay.
Says the world.
So when she was with JOP, what happened?
Holy shit. Oh. No, and then.
She didn't say no.
Dude, if it was JOP, I would fucking run. I was like, can't fucking make you happy. Like, you have a jet now and shit. Like, you had to have a jet before, you know? But, and then I was like, oh, and then she's like, yeah, we have him again for 4th of July. And I was like, yeah, you're not going to be there. And she's like, why? And I'm like, because she's like, I want my family. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So if she's there, just no, Pops.
It's over.
It's over with. Better figure out. So you come either come with me, with the homies, or coach your other homegirls. But if you at your daddy's house, shame on you.
But she's with her family.
Give a fuck.
It's not just the family. It's not just the family.
But her family's there. That's
give
different.
A fuck.
Oh, what?
It's performing for you, right?
Yeah, but
boundaries.
Serenading. Eye contact.
Oh, I didn't think about
all
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if what's like a good
and
love
to
song?
To him, it's like seeing his ex and his ex's family.
Oh yeah, let me.
Yeah.
And then he wears like cool suits and shit.
And he's probably not even charging them the full rate.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Oh no, I'll tell you guys the rest behind the scenes.
What song is he doing?
I don't fucking know what song he does.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. They're like an upcoming group, but I'm not saying they're bad. Shout out him. He's cracked it before me. Fuck it. It is what it is. But I'm like, dude, you can't be there if they're gonna perform for you and your family.
Yeah.
And
then she likes to dance
when
and
he
like
performs like Bebe Dame. That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
All right. If I gotta go dope fiend him or something, like slip him from a sock and boom. But yeah, it is what it is, Pops. Yeah, Vic, Vic, you're a better man than I will ever be. Church.
What if she tells you, hey, babe, like, oh, my God, I just ran into this guy from high school because he responded to a picture that I posted. And, yeah, we're going to go to church tomorrow.
Oh.
And then she went.
But I told her not to go?
But you told her
not. Oh, shame on her. It's over with.
Yeah.
Who your best friend?
Well, that's why Jose doesn't like her.
Yeah, that's why Jose doesn't like her.
But what if she... I feel it, though. I don't know. You know what? The way I
saw it, I'm like, look. One strike.
One strike. Okay, that's a good way of looking at it.
That's really what it is.
Have you?
He has two strikes, so yeah, I think that's...
You have two, though?
Yeah.
I think I just have one.
Okay, what's the one?
How does it work?
Just, like, not telling her about the shit.
How does it work for you, Leti, when you went over here?
It's forever.
No strikes?
Because I was having a conversation with him. Because how people always say, like, me and you have a thing, or just, by the way, baby girl too, if you ever thought, but you shouldn't.
Yeah, no.
That me and you have a thing, or like, I've been getting comments like, oh, Jorge caught Leti and Duno cheating, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's...
Oh, yeah, I seen that. It was like, confirmed. Yeah. It was like, what the fuck?
And so I was telling him, I'm like, I don't know what I do that makes that thing, like, I was telling him, I'm like, I know que soy atrevida. I know que soy, like I'm open with you guys, and we'll go ahead and talk about relationships. And he's told me, like, low-key, his homie's like, hey, Leti talks a little spicy on the podcast. But he's like, that's what they do. They're entertainers. And he's like, look, Leti, you're beautiful. You're busty. There's nothing that... I like that he called me busty, because I was like, ooh, is that a couple...
What is busty? Yeah. What does that mean? Like...
Chichona.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that word. Like, oh. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I changed the lyrics. Yeah. Okay. But he was like, I was low-key coming to him to talk to him about how he
feels. Just like confirm to him?
No, but to see how he feels about it.
Okay.
And he's like, look, when they tell me that stuff, he's like, I'm not asking my homies what they think. They come to me and they tell me, and it's like, dude, like, one, you're a little brother to Jorge. Two, it's like, he knows who his wife is. He knows, like, he's like, you're beautiful, you're busty, this is what you do, you're an entertainer. He's like, I'm never going to look at it different. And to me, I'm like, wow, because another motherfucker would trip off anything. Why is Duno talking like that? Why are you and Big like that? Why
I would definitely be tripping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So either one, he doesn't love me, which could be possible.
Okay.
Or two, he's just like super understanding, yeah, which could be possible, because that's what it is. So.
What the fuck?
Why are you laughing?
Just a random laugh?
Keep going.
What the fuck was that?
Fucking bitch.
You smoked on the way back.
You guys, you know it's crazy that I'm...
But that's the type of partner that we need, and also that allows me, because as much as, like, I'm like, because to me, I'm evaluating it. Like, what am I doing that's letting people talk like this? And he's like, Leti, you're beautiful. They're going to talk regardless.
That's
he's
true.
He's like, they're going to say anything, whatever. He's like, don't even pay attention to it. You guys, you know what it is. We know what it is. Just do your thing. And that's why it's like, everyone needs to hold it.
Yeah, no, and also I think it comes with, like, building, like, what you do. Like, you got to, like, I mean, but I'm pretty sure this, like, everybody's jealous in their own way. Like, everybody's going to have their thing they're going to chirp on, you know what I mean? But, like, I personally, I don't know if I'll be able to be with a girl that, like, does what we do.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it is what it is.
That's why you're not Vic, and you don't date girls that do what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, Vic's rethinking his whole relationship right now.
I'm just mourning it already, because it was a good run, honestly.
That,
like,
was what?
We'll always have Disneyland.
We'd get to see forever.
Wait, did you talk about this on the radio?
No.
Oh, what the fuck?
Wait,
oh.
Which part? Because yeah, we talked about the God
the
part.
The church.
We'll talk about it.
Like, I feel like Daniela's probably like Jorge. Like, they're
very
chill
supportive.
About everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very understanding.
Yeah. Business, baby. Come on.
Shut the fuck. Yeah. Vic said. Right,
I got to... you guys have a bathroom?
The other bitch
never
with
no,
the
bro.
The other ones never even met all of us, like,
yeah,
in a group.
Yeah, like, so, fool, you're winning, fool.
Yeah.
Fuck what
well,
we think.
I knew. Well, just
yeah, we knew we knew them, but I go with fool. If you guys were kicking it where in Les Caobien, that says a lot, because one thing about we're all pretty good at judgment, like reading people.
Yeah.
When I saw her, she was cool as fuck. She was taking the joke. She was a good time, and the homie looks happy.
That's,
on the other
that's
one,
that, all that matters.
On the other one, and like he was walking on eggshell.
That's all that matters.
But you know what is the other ones? I knew like before you got with them, so it was just a little weird. This one's like fresh.
Yeah.
She's from.
Well, yeah, she's
23.
Of course, she's fresh.
Yeah, 24, 23.
miles.
It's like you stupid ass
Chad's
dick.
Gonna do the shit that pisses her off.
What? I already told her that. I already told her that.
Little Miles.
Yeah. I already told her that.
Go to the bathroom. Let's take a little break.
All right.
But.
So that Duno can go kiss his girlfriend. And
three, two, one, and we're back, baby. Yeah.
And we're back. Yeah.
They gonna stop them. Yeah.
Not true.
Dude, I'm sorry. I feel like that was light, though.
What do you mean? It's not. It's just move on.
Maximo,
can you tell us the topics?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Maximo's over there editing for his other fucking client.
You want to do the Edgar report?
When the Edgar report?
While Maximo edits a G Perico video?
A Shoe Palace campaign?
What the, I don't have my phone. Maximo, I don't have my phone.
Maximo, what is Edgar report?
Yeah. Edgar report. Yeah. Edgar report is the video that Duno sent that we'll place right here on the screen. And it's the kid that graduated. And
from
he
Harvard.
Had a special gift from his mom.
From Harvard, oh, yeah.
The Hong Kong.
He graduated from high school.
He got
the Hong Kong shot.
The Hong Kong fund.
Shout out to Edgar.
That was dope.
He graduated and his mom gave him like a little envelope where she just wrote Hong Kong money or something away.
Hong Kong fund, yeah.
And then it just had a bunch of cash. And I'm like, dude, that mom is hella cool.
That
She's
is.
Probably also a whore bag, too. I would never imagine my mom giving me money to go fuck prostitutes.
Yeah,
okay, good, because you put that in the chat and I was reading that and I was like, I don't want to talk about this. That's so, like, he probably is 17. Look, you probably 18. She gives him money to go to Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't, this is your guy. This is toxic.
Yeah, as much as I joke about Hong Kong because I think it's funny, but like, that's crazy to give your kid that. Like, in real life, like, to actually, like, support that.
For the views.
Yeah.
Do you think she's driving him up?
Maybe, like, so, bro. Some parents are like that, bro. I've come to learn that, like my parents were never like that. They'll be like, nah, like, don't do what I did or whatever the case.
They're but probably like, I'd rather you do it with me or around me.
Yeah,
than,
they're the
like,
type of kid that's gonna
own.
Like smoke weed with their parents. Like, no, it's all good. Like, don't even trip, homie. It's like, whoa.
No smoke. Okay, if not mistaken, the smoking weed and drinking with your parents is totally different.
It's a pipeline. It's a pipeline. No, just kidding.
You think so?
Nah, but it's that kind of parent. Like, that's just like, fuck it. You're gonna fuck prostitutes anyway. Let's fucking make sure that let's make sure you do it the right way, son.
Is
it's
that
like,
what they do at Hong Kong? I thought it was just a strip club.
I can neither confirm nor deny. No, I mean, I heard there's like a hotel like right next door, you know, do what it do.
I heard it's kind of, I've never done it. I'm a
Me
mom,
neither.
I've never done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared.
I've never done it. I'm a mom.
Yeah.
Dude, if I would do it, I'll tell you. You'll be the first. Exclusive Britney Spears.
What?
Whatever the fuck. It's the first person I'm coming to. I fucked the Mexican Kardashian at Hong Kong.
Yeah.
That is crazy, though. Give me your son. That is crazy.
Especially for, like, just graduating high school. Like,
I know. I think.
Hey, put your mic up, bitch.
I think I've asked you.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking. I'm sorry.
I think I asked you this before, but, like, Little Vic's how old? 11?
9.
Okay, 9 years, he's 18.
Yeah.
What if he goes like, Dad, I'm trying to get litty. He's going off to college.
Yeah.
So he's going to do it regardless. Are you getting litty with Little Vic?
What do you mean? Like, just
like get drunk with him?
If he's 18, yeah. If he graduated high school, well,
Vic,
like, he's a good
legal
kid.
Legal age is 21. But
yeah, but. Oh, really? Mr. 15 drinking 40.
Right, Mickey.
My mom definitely let me go. Oh, mom, I'm sorry, Mom. When it came to that, you were like, just fuck it.
He has a hard life.
My mom would talk shit about me eating, like, folding my fucking couch that I slept on, but damn near I drink a bottle. Okay, Neil, as long as it's here. I feel like, I think it's okay.
18 is not... What happened to your voice? Let it go like that.
I mean, I don't want to incriminate you.
He doesn't want to cry. He thought about his mom.
No, I think 18 is fine, like, drinking, whatever. Like, it's not my preference. It's not like... You know, yeah, you should start drinking the miniature 18. But at the same time, it's like, fuck it. Celebrating when we graduate high school type shit.
What about you, Latim? You think Jorjito, if he were to ask you, like, Mom, let's get lady,
absolutely
like
not.
Nope.
Well, he's going to be a pro fighter by then, so it's a little different.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's going to be Luis. Luis loves my boobs. Oh. Luis will do.
Hey, we're talking about drinking.
Oh, we're talking about Hong Kong.
What?
I'm so confused.
You said literally like a titty.
No, it's just a saying you say.
Luis is definitely the boob guy.
So you would you send him with Hong Kong money?
No.
Just drive him up?
No.
Send him water?
No. No. But I just know he's gonna be the one.
That's gonna go to Hong Kong?
Yeah. You guys are gonna take him.
I'll take that fool. How old is Luis?
Right now he's four.
He's four? Yeah. He turns 18 when? How many years is that?
Like 12?
In 14 years. In 14 years. Oh my God.
I'm
37.
I don't know. 38? I'm 33.
Yeah, you'll still be. You'll still be my nyox. Yeah.
It's Liddy. Mm-hmm. Not little Vic. In 9 years. I'm like 32, 31, 33. Me and little Vic tuning it up. Vic's gonna be mad as shit. Fool, you can't take my son to Hong Kong.
Duno, I just saw a video on Hong Kong's Instagram. They said, welcome Duno and Lil Vic.
Did you bring out a sign?
Shout out baby mama. Because she will not let that happen.
Talking about pro fighters, shout out Jorjito, he's going to be one. Hopefully we're going to bring him out.
Yep.
That would be cool.
Golden Boy is suing Ryan Garcia. Drama.
I want to see if that's confirmed.
I think it's confirmed. I've seen it. Yeah. I seen it on Twitter too.
I seen like a
yeah,
actual...
but we saw it on like fucking food community pages.
You don't think food community is valid?
No.
I just want to confirm it.
Definitely fuck some shit up. But
no, I think I saw it on like a writer's.
It is true,
Instagram.
And it was like ESPN and Bleacher Report.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
Okay, can you read that the article?
Yes, I will read it. Can like a robot.
What?
Said, Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions filed a lawsuit against Ryan Garcia and his attorney and advisor, Guadalupe Valencia, on Friday in the U.S. District Court of Nevada to enforce its contract with the star boxer. The suit comes 1 week after Garcia's legal team sent Golden Boy Promotions a demand letter alleging violation of promotional agreement, as well as California and federal law that invalidate the contract.
Oh, okay.
I think the violation is that Oscar took a photo with Rolly, or he was trying to be with Rolly, because Rolly's an option for Ryan to fight.
Okay.
Like, Rolly wants to fight Ryan, and Ryan wants to get it popping, and then I think Oscar took a photo with Rolly at the Munguia fight. And then publicly, Ryan is like, dude, this is supposed to be my promoter, and he's taking photos with the guy that I'm supposed to fight. And then Oscar was like, dude, that's called promotion. Like, I'm trying to, like, get the fucking, the, like, energy up. So I'm thinking that might be the breach of contract that Ryan is saying, but I don't know.
But they're probably looking for
something.
Unless
it says in the article what it is, what that breach of contract was.
But that's shit like shit, little shit like that are in contracts that you can't take pictures with the opponent and stuff like that?
I don't know. And that's why probably they're doing the suit and they're doing a counter suit.
Argue.
So I'm assuming what Golden Boy is doing is counter suing.
Like conflict of interest or something like
that? It's like if you suit me, I'm going to like counter sue
back.
You.
Yeah. Oh, but I from what the looks of it, it looks like Ryan's not happy there. That's one.
Yeah.
And they've already not, I feel like they've never really seen eye to eye. Just, he happens to be the golden ticket right now, where he's the number one fighter and he's like, you know, all these things. Well, I'm not too sure. I'm just saying from what I'm like speculation. But it seems like a petty suit.
What they're saying is that it's because of an agreement that Golden Boy has with Dazen.
The Zone.
It's stupid.
I mean, it could go three ways. The Zone, Daisy.
Okay, Maximo. Right.
But because of, I guess, Golden Boy has an agreement with them that Ryan felt like there was something going on that was, like,
fishy
on the side.
So I don't think that. It probably has to do money shit, huh? Maybe, like, money. Boxing's always tricky with that, huh?
What it seems like is he wants out of the contract and he's trying to find a way.
He's trying to find excuses.
And so he's trying to find, like, the Zone.
Yeah.
But also, I won't knock Golden Boy for what they've done for Ryan, because we know a lot of Ryan behind what Golden Boy's done with Ryan. Both Ryan's talent and Golden Boy's promotion is why we know Ryan.
Yeah.
You know, like his viralness on TikTok and all of that. And then also what the backing of Golden Boy has done, because we always attach him to Oscar. You know, like he's the pretty boy of this generation, you know, which is what we know Oscar of.
Yeah.
So I think they're both, it's been mutually beneficial. And then there was an L that was taken. So now it's like we're upset over the L. Yeah. So it's kind of like nitpicking what went where, what happened here. Because even Bernard. So the biggest thing, too, was that quote unquote Golden Boy was not there at the post conference.
Like, but then he gave us a breakdown.
The tank. But right there was Eric Gomez, who's the president, the fool that taught us how to golf.
Yeah.
So Golden Boy was there, but we didn't see the faces of Golden Boy, which is Bernard Hopkins and Oscar. Oscar said that he got death threats, so I can't confirm or deny that. But Bernard Hopkins, which is crazy, he's like, I've been quiet about it. They talk shit about Golden Boy, they're talking shit about me too. They didn't let me go.
Because he had touched Tank.
Yep. So last week or a couple weeks ago, Bernard showed the video of him trying to get in the ring and PBC telling him no, like security was telling him no, he has to leave, right? And then he also posted a photo / video of him backstage with Ryan showing him love and probably telling him, hey, they didn't let me. So that's why he didn't like the narrative that was then pushed that Golden Boy wasn't there for him. Because you would think that they know, oh shit, look, Bernard's coming to me after. The video is really clear. Fucking Bernard trying to get in the ring. It's crazy. Bernard trying to get in the ring and them stopping him and telling him to leave. And he's like, what the fuck? But then he's like, fuck it. I'm not going to make a scene.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, I held that. He's like, I held that in the tuck. Let them talk. Boom. This is the shit. Because he's like, at the same time, you're not going to. He's like, you shit on Golden Boy. He's like, I didn't even talk to Oscar about posting it. But you shit on Golden Boy, you think like it's easy to talk shit about Oscar, but like this is me too. This is my brand too. And he's like, this is not okay.
He's the owner too, yeah.
Like, talk shit about, he's like, I've been through this shit when it was up and it was down. He's like, but you're not gonna do some false shit on me. And honestly, if there's people that are not okay, but at the same time, when times are bad, it's easy to point fingers.
Yeah, I think when it comes to that, I just think like, obviously, Ryan took a loss, and I feel like...
Because let him have won, this shit wouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
This, let me find this thing, and the wouldn't be happening.
Winning cures a lot.
It's just you're trying to... Why do we lose?
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's I feel like boxing's really political.
Yeah.
So I feel like when people have... I don't think anybody
boxing
ever wins.
Boxing is a crazy industry. What I'm finding being in it...
Dude. Yeah. It's political.
There's so much shit going. But what I do know is like, even being like, and I'm trying to be as unbiased as possible, but because, like seeing how much the staff at Golden Boy loves Ryan. Loves Ryan. I've seen Jane. I've seen behind the scenes Carla. I've seen Eric. I've seen so many people behind Anthony. I've seen everybody behind the scenes like legit invested in him. And I know for him, on his end, he feels invested in them, that it's not just me beefing with Oscar. That's the shit. It's like, you're beefing with one person, but there's so many people behind him. Even Eric Gomez, who came to talk to us, he signed Canelo.
Yeah, cool,
so he's like, I'm the one behind the Canelo deal. I'm going through all this shit. Clearly, Canelo has differences of opinion with Oscar, but there's so many people behind the scene that have relationships, and they're real relationships.
And that's what I was going to say. It's kind of one of those things where it's like,
fuck, I need to pee again.
Where it's like you get along with your siblings, but you beef it with like your dad.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, look, you guys, I don't want to leave the house because we have such a good time,
mm-hmm.
but that's a piece of shit. I'm not saying that
they
exactly.
They both think that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, I'm a piece of shit, like, but I fed you. You're mm-hmm. living in this house because of me, and you're out here fucking, like, I'm catching you fuck bitches in the room, and you're 12 or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
like
so that. I feel it. So in my head, I'm like, I just think, like, especially when we talked to Oscar, he's obviously working on a new documentary where I think he announced, actually.
Yeah.
And he told us he's going to let all his dark secrets out. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, that could either go really good or really bad, or whatever side on his promotion side, you know what I mean?
You mean for him or for, like, his fighters? I think, or a combination?
I think just in general, the thing's always been, I think people always considered Oscar, when it came to Golden Boys, like, the attention always came back to him.
Of course, yeah. He's
like,
the Golden
never
Boy.
About his, like,
he's the logo.
He is the Golden Boy.
He's the logo.
No, I get that, but it's kind of like, you know how when Suge Knight was like, producers want to be all up in the videos. That's kind of in the boxing world, that's kind of what Oscar is to the boxing world.
Right.
Like, where it just, and which is.
Yeah, because.
One thing about Oscar, we're always going to talk about him, so I guess it works.
Yeah.
But.
He sees it as, like.
Ryan's side is like.
Yeah. From talking to Oscar, like, he sees it like an advantage. Like, no one else who has a promotion company can do what I do, can have my fighter's perspective, you know? And so, like, it's like, that's true, you know? But it also comes with, like, yeah, like you said, like, anything that he does, since he's so in the public eye, it can fall back on people start questioning
who owns
his fighters. Yeah, you know, yeah, they like, don't have like, they don't have like an Oscar type, yeah. Like, and if you're really tapped in, you know, but like we're not.
Yeah, we're not tapped in. Yet, yeah. And Letty could probably answer, yeah. That, you know. Yeah. But I think just in general, like I feel like I think I've and it's not easy to say, right? But obviously, when there's like millions of dollars worth of contracts and stuff, put it down. It's, but I feel like if somebody doesn't want to be there, let them go. And I've always been a big like even when you see it like going through basketball situations,
yeah.
Like when Kawhi was acting up, I'm like, fool, he doesn't want to be there. Let him go already.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
Or like football. But I get it when there is like millions of dollars worth of contracts.
When there's money involved.
And
like
it's a contract. And then it's a big team. So I don't know. But hopefully they figure it out. Hopefully they don't got to get to suing. And if the best thing is to maybe, okay, let's do one more fight and then we part ways. Or let's, you know, like.
Yeah.
It's going to. Let the, who wants PBC? I
don't know. Al Heyman.
See, okay. Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. He does own that.
But see, there's the promotion company, then there's the like the network, owners, and then there's like, so like, DAZN and Golden Boy are partners. DAZN is where, like, the channel.
Yeah.
So like, for example, PBC is PBC, that's the promotions, but then Showtime is the... is a channel.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, it's like, but sometimes people put them together. It's a weird, it's a weird thing. It's a bunch of collaborations happening.
Yeah, because it's like a company and
they figure it out and they like don't a
distro company type shit.
Just squabble.
I'd watch it.
People would go. Yeah, people would pay tickets. Yeah.
And maybe that's what they're setting up. This is the thing about, like, you don't know what is like for real and what is not.
Okay, so they're, in wrestling,
exclusives.
In wrestling, they call it a work. Because, like, you don't know what's real and what's fake sometimes. Because, you know, like, predetermined and shit. But sometimes you'll see, like, shit that's like, are they really beefing it? And then later on, they're like, oh, yeah, they're going to fight at WrestleMania for this much, you know.
Who would win, Letty, if Rolly and Ryan got down?
Ryan. No question. And here's
isn't Rolly, like, kind of older already?
I don't know, but Rolly should have lost his last fight.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, against that dude. And then people were, it was, like, one of the controversial ones.
Yeah. And, but, what was I going to tell you? When Rolly fought Tank, this is funny. When Rolly fought Tank, Ryan bet on Rolly, and now Ryan is going against Rolly, and like, and is mad that Oscar took a photo with him. But it's like, bro, you are a fan of Rolly too. But also, Rolly talks a lot. But one thing I'll give Rolly, every fight he's there. He's there taking photos. He fucking photobombed a photo of us.
I seen him at the Ryan.
He's at every fight. Rolly, and Rolly's not even Mexican, but he knows I need to get the Mexicans. I'm gonna go to all the fucking fights.
Hey,
and
you know what's crazy about Rolly?
Like, he has the most annoying voice in the world.
I feel like Rolly and Scrappy are great like politicians of boxing. Cause shout out Scrappy. Like he's gonna be Scrappy goes to Zurdo. Zurdo? But he's like a man of the people. Like he's gonna go around and party and make fans as a person.
I can't wait till Scrappy blows up because he's like a young Latino from like East Hollywood, and he has his own swag. Like I don't think I know anybody that grew up in an area that dresses like that. But then he also like grew up with like he has a similar story, and I'm like that's sick. Like I can't wait to get on the level. But hey, boxing's.
But also, did you see what I did? Someone tell him what I did. Wow.
She did an interview.
I feel guilty.
With Crawford.
Dude, you didn't see what Julio Cesar Chavez?
I seen that.
Oh, what are we talking about?
I seen that.
No, I did that, and then I had one-on-ones with Crawford and with Spence. Biggest fight this is going to be such a huge fight.
I seen the pictures. I didn't see. You didn't post the clip, did you?
No, I haven't posted the clip. But it did go on the radio.
Oh my God. How was it though?
It was fucking amazing.
When did they
fight? It was cool because remember we literally had this conversation that I told you guys, like I want to fucking be in like boxing like that. And these are like the biggest boxers.
Yeah. Yep.
They're pound for pound fighting, and then they're like they complimented my style of interviewing. It was really fucking cool.
When are they fighting?
July 29th, Angie's birthday weekend.
Stupid squabbles?
Super, and it's going to be in Vegas. Oh my God, I know who the undercard is. Fuck.
Can you say it?
What bleep it? Yeah, that's a sick one.
Yeah,
that's a super.
I can't wait till they.
You guys
that.
Know that brick house where all the most of those boxers practice is right here.
Yeah. Right I saw it. We took like a little wrong turn and we're like, dude, there's brick house right there.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's just sick, fool. But to be a boxer, fuck, dedication is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Scrappy. I'm like, oh, dude, the fucked everything up. I'm like, fool, you were over 12 pounds?
Yeah.
You definitely don't give a fuck.
That was crazy. No. Fucking Zurdo.
That was a fool. But shout out everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dom Kennedy got an album.
Yes, with T-Fly. Yes. Yeah.
We've been waiting.
Yeah, we have.
Still calling.
They should have called this Still Calling.
Still?
Still Calling?
Still Calling again.
Still Calling again.
Are you guys excited for that?
Hell yeah, it's gone.
Bro, that's what I was telling them. I said, if this doesn't bring the sun out from fucking hiding, nothing will.
Yeah.
Like, this needs to bring the summer out. Because we've been gloomy as fuck.
You know what's crazy? Mm. What? I'm scared.
Scared of what?
That I didn't like From the West Side with Love 3. So I'm scared. Believe in the cover. And I'm scared that.
How many projects have passed since that?
I'm trying to
think. He hasn't dropped since, I think.
I think he dropped one.
He dropped one after? No,
you know which one was fire?
What are you talking about?
Dom. I'm scared. Like I didn't like.
I know you're talking about Dom.
Like, I didn't like that album. This is his new album. I'm scared that I'm not gonna like it because I really like Dom music.
You know which one was fire? Rap and Roll. That was kind of slept on, but Rap and Roll was fire. But I think him getting in the studio with T-Fly.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a win-win.
I don't think it's gonna go wrong. I don't think it's gonna go wrong.
No, it is from the West Side with Love 3.
That was the last album he dropped.
Is that the last one?
Yeah,
I liked it.
I was like. I can't there was like one or two right songs now. That I liked, but other than that, like, it just wasn't for me. But I know him and T-Fly, it's like unbeatable kind of. Yeah. And you know what's crazy? That I was so like, I was like in the 7th, 8th grade when they were dropping all those songs. And I remember being like, dude, I didn't know what the fuck Still Calling was really talking about. I just liked the hook and they were killing still the verse. Calling. And I'm like, dude. And then when I seen that they posted, and Dom would do like unexpected shit.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, fuck.
No, I think it's going to go good. I could be wrong because T-Fly's his actual debut album was like not good at all, but I think them together, I don't think they'll
unbeatable
miss.
In LA.
What do you mean?
Is Dom and T-Fly one of the best duos in LA?
I mean, their track record isn't too long, but it's potent. Yeah. Like, they've just done their shit every time they've linked, so I think so. Damn. But we'll see. It's like probably gonna be like a full length project, so they gotta have the bangers.
I feel like Letty knows a secret about the project. She doesn't want to tell us.
Oh well. We need to do Sombra Sala. Sombra Sala is really good.
Oh, I know.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Duno. I'm so sorry because you were right about it last week.
Oh, I thought you were going to go get a drink. Oh, you're just on your way.
No. We're not your chachas.
She was going.
She wasn't going. Now she's
going. Yes, I fucking told Angie. And she didn't fucking believe me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And she brushed me off because she thinks she's better than me. I'm Mexican. You, Angie, I am a beaner like you.
Oh,
but,
you are.
But Peso Pluma and JLP are beefing.
Yeah, they're beefing it. They don't follow each other anymore. They have a song together.
Yeah.
Igualita mi apa. And then it started off between that video.
What?
You don't even listen to that kind of music.
Bro, that was the first song. I didn't even know who Peso Pluma was when I loved that song. And then I went back and I was like, oh, shit.
No, I've heard.
Yeah.
Nah, I've seen Vic be piced out and it's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see.
I don't see it. Wanna be Cari Leon?
He's a wanna be me.
I knew it. Yeah, with Cowboy Had a Go. Okay, oh, but for real, sorry, you were right. Peso Pluma, JLP.
You were right. Yeah, you were right. I didn't want to believe it.
And I did not want to
believe
it.
Okay.
Who is JLP for people that don't
know? Okay,
JLP is from?
JLP is Jesus from Fuerza Regida, Peso Pluma, the new Mexican sensation doing his shit.
With
his one streamer in the world, I think,
it is.
Right now.
Yes, it is.
He's number one streamer in the world.
He has, like, from the top 10,
he has, like, three or four songs.
Three or four songs.
He's just doing his shit. He's making songs with El Alfa.
Yeah.
He's Jimmy Kimmel, all that, right?
He is. He's so... Yeah.
Who's been right before him, who's been in the limelight when it came...
Yeah, he's, like, the it guy right now.
So he's like
for everything.
He's, like, the guy right now, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't want to check it?
I don't want to touch it.
Come on, I want $100.
So.
Okay.
So, and obviously, when it comes to one thing about Mexican regional music or just Mexican music, if you blow up, and this is something that I feel like hip-hop should do, they're going to work with everybody. The first thing they're going to do, the labels, is reach out to.
Say yes to everything.
And one of the best things Latinos doing is crazy. It's the little things that you catch, right? Whenever, let's say you have a song with Cari Leon, and or let's say like Grupo Firme for that have a song, like JLP would be like Puro Pinche Firme, and then
they shout out each other.
They shout out each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they represent the other side for this song.
Yep.
Let me get a piece of it. That's fire. Where'd you get this?
Yeah, where did you get that?
Of course, I'm in the schedule studio. Oh, give me. I'm in the schedule studio food because I feel like it's there forever. But. And then obviously JLP's doing the shit. Oh, has been doing the shit for the last 5 years. I feel like Mexican regional.
Yeah, he's a staple. He's a staple.
Grupo Firme was competing, but Grupo Firme is falling the fuck off right now.
JLP's still a staple.
Great in concert though.
Yeah.
Doing the shit. And then They did a song, Abuelita.
Igualita mi papá.
And then JLP went on stage, and he was like,
"Well, wait." When that song came out, JLP was promoting the shit out of it. Where were you?
You're eating and talking, fool.
Okay, JLP, Fuerza Regida, Peso Pluma, biggest star in the world right now.
Yes,
everyone wants to look like him.
Yes.
So it's rumored that they beef. So what are the signs that they are beefing?
We're just explaining the whole song, the situation about everything.
So the song dropped, and I'm gonna keep it a bug. When it dropped,
Igualito mi papá.
When it dropped, JLP was promoting
everything. JLP, they went on live together.
Well, they had a collab.
Yeah, they had a collab.
Everybody's collabing with this fool. You know, he's the main dude right now. And Peso Pluma didn't promote it like that.
Oh, bitch.
But JLP had a concert in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And he said on stage, esta canción, you're only going to hear it here because on the other side, they don't perform it.
Yeah. Bitch. Yeah, he said that. Yeah.
He said that.
And Angie, you were already hip to it, and then Duno said no?
No,
I didn't want to believe it. No,
yeah, I think that's what it was.
Because
I didn't. I didn't want to believe it either. I was like, nah.
I didn't want to believe it because they were great friends.
Like, no, Duno, you're stupid. It's the internet. Okay. And then I seen the fucking doc, and I was like,
you're beachy, Duno. You're beachy, Duno. I did say, I'm like,
when I said doing doc work, they didn't get mad at me. Let me tell him. Let me tell him. Get out of here.
We good. What'd you say, doc nose?
Doc nose. Yeah, it's doc nose.
So then,
doc nose on the case.
So they're beefing.
Yeah, they followed each other. That whole concert thing.
So JLP went on stage and was like, esta canción, I'm going to escuchar en esta lado porque no todas no las, sino las de like what they call, they don't perform it.
No, and also they unfollowed each other.
Yeah, they used to follow each other.
They
were great friends as far as what we saw.
They've been seen like kicking it together on some like homie shit.
And they seem like they're the same type of fools. Like
same paisas, they get along with.
No, but they're like swaggy. They have a lot of hip hop influences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The way they dress, like fucking, Peso Pluma's a huge OGZ fan. Like a Shoreline fan.
Mm-hmm.
JLP listens to Lil Baby and all. So they have a lot of
the
similarity.
Click a lot,
yeah.
And then for them to not get along, the world, like the corrido world's like, what happened? Our two favorite artists aren't getting along.
Now it's like choose a side damn near.
And then it goes to that. Ooh. Now it's kind of like.
Who's your fighter? Who are you choosing?
Yeah.
Oh, they're both cool as shit.
But who has a better track record?
Who I think, I listen to more?
Yeah, stop spitting.
Fuerza Regida. I fuck with JLP.
Sorry, I don't mean like that.
I fuck with JLP. He's like.
So you're choosing JLP?
I'm not choosing JLP. But
no, we're choosing our fighters.
Yeah, we just said that.
That's tough.
Oh, that's tough, huh?
That's hard.
All right, we'll choose.
Yeah, choose.
If I'm thinking if like two of my homies are getting down and we're like,
we're
counting the seconds.
Yeah, I love that.
JLP looks a little bigger than Peso Pluma.
Yeah.
So they got to get out?
So they're going to do diss songs and all that and little site subliminal. So who are you choosing?
Plead the fifth.
We're
going
on.
The fifth, the
I'm
boys.
Choosing Peso Pluma.
Me too.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Okay,
because JLP, remember, he went after your guys' girl, Becky G.
And that
he
was
threw
crazy.
His little.
I didn't like that. Like, no me cae bien.
Dad, and then he got.
But you also met with him backstage.
I met JLP before.
Give a shout out.
Yeah.
He was cool.
He was
cool.
Cool
like,
as fuck.
I'm sure both of them are cool, but we're just saying. Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically
speaking.
Yeah, we're just saying.
But it, like, honestly, look. No, look. You know what?
If you want to pick
someone. No, boy. Look. I'm gonna go with JLP because he's SoCal. He's IE.
Okay, that's
cool.
And he's been around longer.
I feel like I'm not.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that. No, I'm just saying. We have to choose. So I'm gonna choose JLP.
If I'm going music wise, it doesn't really matter. But like if size wise, JLP's big.
Yeah, we're talking. Yeah, we get that. But we're talking about...
No, you asked me to choose. I'm squad.
You're okay, JLP.
And I think... Damn, I don't know if I've ever... I feel like Peso Pluma might... Oh, I don't know. They both have a lot of hip-hop influences. So if they start dissing...
And remember Peso Pluma follows you.
He does follow me.
He does?
He follows me.
Oh, yeah. You're going Peso Pluma, bro.
JLP does too.
Oh. Only you can squash the beef. Only you can squash it. You or Jaylene can squash the beef.
We'll talk about
Yelena. Chylene,
Anuel's ex?
No.
Oh, we can talk about that one, too.
Yeah.
That one's scandalous.
That one is crazy.
Hurry up and choose so we can get to that.
Igualito mi papá. That's what I'm choosing. So I'm about but if they do squabble, if they do got to get in.
Yeah.
They're not going to get down on song. Like, stop making theoretical. Who do you choose right now?
I don't know to do a diss. I don't know. They've never done a fucking diss song. I can't go based off. So I got to go based on size.
Come on. Just pick a goddamn person.
Just pick somebody.
Who are you choosing, pussy?
I'm picking Jay Pluma.
Jay Pluma, he's stupid.
He's so dumb.
Dad joke.
Something at him.
Hey, Angie, but do you like Peso Pluma's music more?
No, I like JLP.
But I'm still choosing Peso Pluma.
Yeah, me too.
Because what JLP did on stage was like cringe to Becky.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
And she felt really uncomfortable. Yeah. You can read it on stage.
And honestly, I feel like, okay, for the Coachella performance, they both came out to Becky G.
Yeah.
Like Becky G brought out both of them. And I feel like something could have happened there.
They were cool right there.
They were cool there.
No, I know.
They were cool at that point. Yeah, this all rules.
And it might have been that they both probably shot their shot.
It's always the women's fault.
They probably... No, it's true, because men are bitches and they let that shit get to them. How about that? Boom.
Crack it off. Okay. Let crack it off.
But my thing is just like... Go, bitch. I saw... Get your shit, bitch.
Fuck your shit.
Because I feel like Becky G didn't like the way that JOP...
Yeah.
Like, advanced at her, and mm-hmm. even with the backstage with her mom and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, she's been seen with, like, Peso Pluma afterwards. Maybe that's her man. Maybe.
On some cool shit. You know what he did?
Right after that, he was being seen with Jaylene.
You know what it is?
Which Jaylene?
Jaylene Ojeda.
Ojeda, the Colona.
I don't know. They're all Colonas, dog. Yeah. Who's not Colona?
Becky G don't got an ass.
But you say Jaylene.
Oh, they respect her.
Jaylene
Ojeda. You know
there's
what I'm talking
so
about.
There's so many Jaylenes. It's crazy.
She's like...
No, this Jaylene is way cooler than Anuel. For Anuel, Jaylene is scandalous.
Super scandalous.
Can we talk about that? Okay, shout out them fools. Hopefully they're going to get down. If they do get down, let's put our money
just,
there.
No, you guys are Peso Team Pluma. JLP. We're Team Peso Pluma. And literally, it's not for music. It's just like, JLP, yeah. Cayo mal with what he did.
I fuck with JLP.
Yeah, pero cayo mal. Like, that's it.
Yeah, we're not talking about music-wise. That's it.
Yeah.
I like both them fools.
I know.
Yeah.
They should get
and
down,
I do think that Becky G had something to do with it. Just
that's, yeah, that's maybe.
Ooh, would you and
that'd be a crazy? That's a crazy theory.
Fight for Becky G?
No, yeah. I'm like a girlfriend.
Like, and JLP? Who's Peso Pluma? Who's JLP here?
If Becky G told me and no Vic, stop. You really gotta get down for my love, I'm taking off on Vic.
And you know what? No, you know what? I'm gonna let him, cause I'm happily in a relationship for the next 48 hours.
Oh, and girl is jealous about superstar A-list artists.
No, she don't care. No, she don't care about that. No, she don't care about that.
Becky G, the homie trying to crack.
I'll let him. I'll be like, all right, Duno, 1, 2, 3, go.
Dude,
wow.
Cause I'm a good friend.
But I don't know. But you know what? The other Yelena is scandalous.
Yes, okay, let's talk about that.
She's so scandalous. Okay, Yaylene, should we start? Jaylene, Anuel's ex.
La más
baby,
viral.
Baby mama.
Yeah.
With the Y. Ex-wife.
Scandalous. Anuel's scandalous. 6ix9ine scandalous. The only healthy and unscandalous person in here is Karol G. And I feel so bad for her, for what she's going through.
And the baby in the stomach.
What baby?
True.
Yaylene.
What? She already had the baby?
Yeah, she already has a baby.
Oh, I thought she was getting cracked while being pregnant.
Oh, no, that's been done. It's out. The baby's out there.
Hey, I thought 6ix9ine was cracking with her being pregnant. Okay.
Yeah, you're so out of the...
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
All right. So Jaylee comes out with a diss track to Anuel. And then she comes out with a collab with 6ix9ine.
Who had a beef with Anuel?
Whom also know, had a beef
because
back
with
Anuel.
He used to be homies,
but then he said he wouldn't work with him because he's a snitch.
Yeah, es una rata.
And then now she went, and then she and Yaylene introduced that fool to her mom, huh?
6ix9ine. So I think they're together. I think they definitely collabed, and they're collabing to get on Anuel's nerves.
Yep.
And Loki, the snippet that I heard was not bad, which I hate.
Yaylene had the rainbow Tekashi wig on, which is just like...
On one side it's Tekashi, on the other side it's Karol G, which is crazy.
Fucking crazy. Yeah. She looked like this fucking sour straw punch right here.
What the
fuck? He gives her a watch. He also gives her an expensive purse.
Damn,
they're
super
very
trolling.
Close together in the pool. Super very like, trolling. Ooh.
So meanwhile, the song is good.
The song is, yeah, I hate that I like it.
I hate that I like it too.
This is
the definition
of
the song. Somehow.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to it more because I don't want to like it.
The definition of like don't it. Get the side bitch pregnant.
Word.
No, that wasn't, word. Yeah, that wasn't his side girl. That was his wife.
No.
And he was with
not by choice.
Got pregnant. No.
Not by choice. Estaba embrujado.
You didn't do that either.
No, estaba embrujado.
Because it's not her, it's Anuel. Like, let's already put some blame on Anuel too. Because he fucked up on Karol, and then he got with this bitch because he thought, like, ooh, I'm going to get with the hotter bitch. Because low key, like, Karol doesn't have the BBL like this girl does. She's like, más viral. Like, he thought he left her for a better, is what.
I don't know, better looking. Little ghetto bitch, huh?
Yeah.
Little bitch from the projects.
Yes.
And honestly, at that time, Karol G was down. She was like, she felt sad. She got overwhelmed with the relationship and all of that,
she
right?
Felt like,
but then she's making her fucking bomb ass album, incredible album, mm-hmm. right? And so she levels up. And he's like, fuck, what did I do? So he leaves this bitch, like, Yailin for her. But it's like, I know it's a piece of shit, too. All he's doing to troll Carol and her new man. The photos of her new man on his shirt. Like, doing all that fuck shit. It's like, Anuel chose. It's not like he got with the side bitch. Let me tell you, he chose Yailin. But he was always expecting Karol G to be there. And she's like, no, fuck that. Like, I'm gonna move on, too. And I think she's in a great relationship with that fool.
Fade.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. They're both doing great music and selling out stadiums on their own.
But I see what you're saying. Like, it seems like they're only popping because of the scandalous shit.
They are.
Yeah. I don't like that shit.
Hold on.
You know what he's doing? He's going the route that he thinks is working because the of scandal. Like the trolling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fool, you're just gonna shoot yourself in the foot more and more.
Yeah. Did.
And sooner or later. Your own, and I think that's like the worst thing, right? Where like
he don't got to do all that because am I wrong? Did he not sell out the Forum?
He
was it the Forum?
Quote unquote sold out the Forum.
Okay, he didn't sell it out, but he sells out the show. Okay, so maybe next time he's gonna go to the YouTube.
Yeah, so what?
But it's still a big deal.
No, but then the bitch that you were gonna marry sold out the Rose
Staples. Bowl. Staples. Oh, Rose Bowl. Yeah, Rose Bowl. Yeah.
Shame on you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's sick right now.
He's sick right now.
Well, but
you're sick.
What I'm saying is,
and then your bitch that you left her with is doing shit with the fucking
up.
Yeah. Well, and then the thing is, the more he does troll her. I feel like the worse he's going down, personally.
Yeah, because
like,
he's getting more and more hate.
If he ignored it and would just be doing his shit, I think he would be fine. He would be still better off.
Whoever his team is, fool, you guys are fucking it up by letting him allow him to do that
shit. Do all that stuff.
It seems gimmicky.
Like, I think even like what 6ix9ine was doing before he got arrested, like, bro, your music wasn't bad. You didn't have to do all of that. You could have done it on your fucking own.
Yeah.
And really done it. Like, some of this shit was catchy, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you shot yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Doing this shit when you disrespect the Nip, the old block shit going to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You don't got to do that for your good.
And now you're doing the same shit on the Latino side. Because even when he did the Latino song, he did a Spanish song at that time, that era.
Yeah.
It's like, stick to that. Well, go to that.
With Anuel.
Yeah.
But it's like, now he's doing the shit that he was doing in hip hop to the Latino Latin trap shit. And it's like, you literally could just make good like Latin music and motherfuckers will ride for you because they've been there's a group of people that's like waiting to ride because he's Mexican and doesn't give a fuck about what the fuck he's done. Mm-hmm. But it's like now you're fucking it up. But also on the other side with Carol and with Faith,
she's doing a good job.
What the best thing was them holding hands and taking photos together. Fuck all this weird bullshit that you guys are doing, this weird fucking Jerry Springer shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be at Faith's concert with some bomb ass pants and my fucking pink hair and my new abs, like fucking because she's been working out, like, and we're gonna be happy. Like, that's really the epitome of the best success. The best revenge is success.
Yeah, and then you know what's also dope about it? That obviously she's way more popular, right? Like, she's
For sure.
Yeah. And I think he did YouTube Theater.
I don't know.
He did the
Who, Fade?
No, Fade didn't do the Forum.
Oh, Fade did the YouTube theater.
Yeah, Fade did YouTube, yeah.
And obviously, she's not going for anybody that's just as famous as her. You could tell that, like,
genuine.
You're comparing 700 or how many, I don't know how many people are in the YouTube theater. I'm just throwing out the number.
Yeah.
700 to 30,000? Like, and she's right there holding your hand. She's happy.
Yeah.
She's not for clout. Like,
well, y'all have to remember.
And you didn't at least even give her a baby? Oh, you're sick. You're at the crib like, fuck.
Oh, hell yeah.
And he got two girls pregnant since then.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But wait. There's more.
You're sick.
There's more, dude. Okay, so then Jailin goes on an interview, and she's, like, saying that she's willing and she's open to collab with Carol if the money's right because it's great marketing. I hate Jailin. And then like, in that interview, fuck those interviewers. Like, all respect, but fuck you guys because they were like, yeah, you know, Yailin was never the one that was feeding into it. Yailin was the one that was doing subliminal posts and but they were trying to make it seem like, oh, Yailin, you know, you're innocent in this. Yeah. It was all Anuel. And it's like, no.
She thought she was about to be the next Carol.
Yeah. That's exactly why she got with Anuel. And it's so annoying.
And for keeping a book, I've seen certain homies in situations like this, obviously not at that scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell him the same thing. Because I fuck with Anuel. I think he's good, right?
Same.
But I'm like, fool, what a fucking idiot, huh?
Yeah, that was fucking
like, because I've seen homies and I'm like, oh, you fumbled.
You left that for that?
I'm like, you came with the one that hooks it up with the knobs? Mm-hmm. I'm like,
exactly. For the one that has good credit?
I'm like, fool, the other bitch used to pick up the one we're drunk with. She doesn't hold the cans with. No. She's going to kick back at her house. And then now we're here with the fucking Nas tank girl.
Yeah. Well, like,
you know what I'm saying? It happens, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, I remember seeing it.
It happens. It's an honest mistake.
That's not an honest mistake.
No.
But I'm so happy with Carol.
He's definitely in his house.
Yeah, I'm so happy for Carol. Yeah. I can't wait to her concert.
Same.
If you guys invite me, I'll go too, guys. I'll go. It's not really my type of music.
You don't like Carol G?
No, I fuck with her, but I don't know every song, so like,
she's wearing headphones. Okay, there's going to be a lot of hot girls. Oh, you can't.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Bring her.
Yo,
you can drive us.
Angie?
We can still drive her.
You had a good time, homie. Never take time to the beach, you're not invited. Just know that. You like that one, Vic?
You're going to get in trouble for that.
You like that one, Vic? No, but I'll go with you guys. Can I bring my sister since you owe them since you didn't go to the death funeral?
I went.
Say something. Now explain that.
I'm just kidding. It was your son's birthday. They know it too.
It was my son's birthday. And then what else? Yeah. Who messaged you and you left them on red?
I was busy at my dad's funeral.
Yeah, see? But don't act like I left
you. My God.
Don't act like I ignored you. Don't act like I wasn't trying
didn't
to.
Yeah. Act like. Oh, you guys can throw jokes.
No.
I can't throw jokes.
No, because, bitch, guess what? Your little Duno's army.
We talked about this. We talked about this.
No, I hit him.
We talked about this.
Duno had known since forever that that's my son's birthday and I have to get all that shit ready. And even though we were going through our thing, I still messaged him and reached out to him and told him and nice words, I love you, all that shit. He left me on red, no harm, no foul, but don't come at me for not being there because I would have if I could have.
Yeah, no, facts. I'm joking too. But yeah, Carol G, shout out her.
And also shout out your sisters because I would love for them to go.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Carol G's sick.
Yeah.
I think they want to go see her when she first came.
Her new album is fucking fire.
Ooh, incredible.
That just been Stripple? Telling me to listen. That's time to listen to it.
Listen to Ojos Ferrari.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll like that one. Ojos Ferrari.
That's her corrido version?
No, not that one.
That's Gucci Los Paños.
This one is like Ojos Ferrari is more like Toquisha vibes.
It's more like Bad Bunny vibes. It's the one that I played and you're like, that sounds like Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Oh, in the wind.
Yeah. It's hard.
I do remember that. Shout out her. She's killing it. For the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, she's killing it.
2 days, yeah.
How many people is that?
Shit, a lot. I don't know.
But like Jay-Z and Beyonce have done that. Yeah. Rihanna and Eminem and fucking Karol G.
That's big shit.
Damn. The Rose Bowl.
If Karol G does her show and then Fade opens, is that like when Nicki brought out Meek Mill?
Is this a girls tour or your world's
and
tour?
Then all, yeah, is that a world tour or your girls tour?
You're right.
Bro, first, if
my face also
if
producer.
My bitch is richer than me and doing the Rose Bowl, I'll fucking definitely be opening up. Hell yeah.
You're a background dancer?
I'm like, fuck, I gotta be there earlier than you. That's cool. I gotta like clear the green room when you get here.
Say less, baby girl.
How far, babe? I'm gonna go see. What the sick?
Hell yeah.
Your girl's doing the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, he never goes to the family parties like this, huh? Yeah, my bitch.
Real P.
That's real P shit right there. Man, I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for that too.
Yeah.
Carol G? Mm-hmm. What if she brings out an oil?
She won't.
Same.
Who do you think she's going to bring out from LA?
Shut up, fool.
Becky G.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do 1-800 hold out there. Yeah.
And Shakira.
Oh.
No, yeah. Shakira's in Miami.
She'll bring her out.
Maybe Bat Bunny. He's out here.
Hey, you guys think Kendall Jenner's pregnant?
Oh, they have one song.
No, I don't think so.
Kendall Jenner pregnant?
No, there's a rumor.
I saw that, but that's a rumor.
Otra.
Oh, I hate you right now.
You think that would happen? Exclusive sneak preview. You think that would happen, though?
Why not?
Think Bad Bunny will leave it in?
Yes,
Bad Bunny,
of course.
Bad Bunny gets Kendall pregnant?
What you mean?
Maybe that was her whole plan.
That Kardashian curse is real, fool.
Fuck, that's it.
I feel bad for Travis.
If anyone could break it, it's him.
Hey, low-key, that song came and went.
What about Travis Barker?
What song?
Bad Bunny's last song?
Yeah.
He could break it, too.
It came and went.
Yeah. He hasn't had a hit since his last album, and he's dropped music. Have you guys seen how the fans of Grupo Frontera want a version of that song without Bad Bunny because they're saying that Bad Bunny is just capitalizing off the Mexican audience?
I have seen that rumor.
But that's like saying that Mexicans always try to claim reggaeton and it's not ours. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things where Bad Bunny did a PR move that the song wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. I like the song.
I like the song.
Yeah. Yeah. But fans are calling for just the Grupo Frontera version because since they didn't know that Bad Bunny was going to be on it, and also that it seems like Bad Bunny's trying to capitalize off the Mexican audience and music.
But also, Bad Bunny's name put the song to number one and put it in placements that never
heard
it before.
Yeah.
Those same
fans. That was a big part of the marketing for the song, that it was like,
that it was
Bad Bunny. How did they get Bad Bunny on this Mexican
Also, shout out Grupo Frontera, because I just think they would get a number one regardless of Bad Bunny.
Yeah, and they did. But they literally had No Se Va.
Yeah.
But it was like, this is different, because now it has a reggaeton artist, the biggest artist in the world. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And honestly, they were so fucking excited to have him on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were excited.
Yeah.
And
The songwriter producer is Mexican, right?
Yeah.
The dude that surprised them.
Yeah.
See, Edgar, I think at that point you guys want something to fucking get mad about.
Yeah, I was gonna say those same fans that you're talking about are the same fans that are mad that he's dating, that Bad Bunny's dating a white girl, Kendall.
You're mad that he's dating her.
Yep, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Those fans, including myself, are the same ones saying that stuff. Saying it's that like, hey, Frontera. That's why they're mad at Bad Bunny and now they're making all these stuff.
Yeah, Grupo Frontera. They're doing their shit.
I love Grupo Frontera. They're my friends.
Oh, they're so cool.
Oh, when they come to LA, they're going to give us tickets. Us.
Facts.
This
guy. Yeah, they
just, didn't they just have the concert?
At
Grupo Frontera.
No,
they were like in Kia. Fresno or...
No, weren't they in Toyota Arena?
They
Ontario.
Just came.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to come back. Yeah,
they're going to come back to LA.
Yeah, oh, they are?
In September.
All right, you stupid bitches. Can we please get on the same wavelength when they get here?
Yes.
Because I didn't know they were here.
Yeah, they came.
I didn't know already. That they were here.
But when they came over...
Yeah, they brought out Saudi Bay.
Who's that?
Yeah. They did?
He's like Saudi Bay.
Shoddy Bay. Oh,
that's single, hilarious.
I'm a single queen.
Yeah.
Shoddy Bay.
That one. The farmer is my homie.
Who's the farmer?
Farmer Juan. Yeah. Juan.
My twin followed me. Julian.
Really?
Oh, I like. He was the only one that followed me.
No, the main
Brian,
one that follows me.
Brian. They all follow. They follow me too.
Angie asked me, and I answered the question.
No, I didn't even ask who followed you. I said.
You said, do they follow me?
No, I said, are you jealous?
And I said, no. I'm telling you why I'm not jealous.
Yeah, but I didn't ask you.
Oh well, I just had to tell you.
Of course. Yeah.
They don't know me either.
Okay. Well. Shout out to Eslabon Armado too. We're gonna interview them soon. We are gonna interview them soon.
You can come. Yeah.
So I won't sit.
You could be in the audience.
Then you can come. Just text me and I can key you in.
FaceTime me?
And that was episode 95. That's it.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. No more.